You're listening to CJLO News. The high school student suspended from Royal West Academy for an anti-Israel Instagram post had her rights violated, according to Quebec's National Student Ombudsman. In November of 2025, a high school student at Royal West Academy in Montreal West area was suspended after posting on Instagram outside of school on a private account. The post in question was 4 words long, but the sentiment was clear and simple.
Right after Israel broke the ceasefire agreement, I said just a black screen, fuck Israel, holy shit.
After the suspension, the student and her parents complained to the EMSB, the English Montreal School Board, arguing that the student had a right to express herself politically, especially outside of school hours. The complaint went all the way up to Quebec's National Student Ombudsman, who sided with the student, recently saying that Royal West Academy violated the student's rights.
It's my rights as a human being under Canadian and Quebec law to be able to protest and to be able to express what I'm thinking about political issues, whether they be in Canada or around the world.
But despite the ombudsman's position, the student and some parents in the community worry that students fear they can't express themselves about this international issue, swear words or not.
As a parent of a child also of similar age, I think that it's important that we maintain their freedom to express themselves. The post in question was not even against an individual. It was about a state. And I wonder about, you know, the slippery slope that happens when we start to police those kinds of things.
Earlier this week, protesters gathered outside of the English Montreal School Board's headquarters to demand an apology regarding the student that was suspended. Here is one concerned parent, Sarah Etizadi.
I would like them to apologize to the student in question. I would like them to rescind the suspension of the student in question. And I would like them to do better in terms of allowing our students a diversity of voices.
The EMSB has not yet put someone up for interview with CJLO, but pointed to previous statements that the school board made, including, quote, "The school board supports the new Culture and Citizenship in Quebec program as a positive move towards helping students feel safe in expressing their ideas by fostering a respectful environment for respectful dialogue," unquote. The EMSB is also under fire for its raising of funds for trips to Israel for a teacher and 3 students in the board. It's called the March for the Living, a Holocaust commemoration event that encourages trips to Israel. The board has not commented on criticisms about this fundraiser raised by protesters. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.